Hello and how are you today? My name is Gina and welcome to LMS Radio. So how are you doing? Well, we're going to continue with Mr. James Stunt, the ex-husband of Petra Eckerson. So I'll continue. Well, it's the 7th of May and the trial is on claims. James Stunt is unaware of 266 million scam fanciful court hears. Former husband of Petra Eckerson is one of 8 defendants accused of being part of a scheme which saw 266 million deposited in the account of a Bradford gold dealer from 2014 to 2016. Prosecutors claim the criminal cash was brought into premises managed by Mr. Stunt and his co-defendants. Defendants deny all the charges. The prosecution alleged the cash was brought from all over the country to Father Oldfield's premises in Bradford, West Yorkshire, before the scheme went national, with Mr. Stunt's offices, locations in London, also receiving the cash. I'll just take a break. Well, hello and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina and how are you today? I'll just continue. It is claimed the defendants hid the origins of the money by washing it through a company bank account and using the proceeds to buy gold, which was shipped to Dubai. I'll just start with the music. At Leeds Cloth Hall Court on Friday, prosecutor Nicholas Clark QC told the jury that more than 228 million in cash was collected and counted by Stunt and post staff in a room at his office. He said large sums were credited to Fowler Oldfield's account a day later, with Mr. Stunt then receiving a substantial proportion into his personal account. Over 4 months in 2016, his personal accounts received 392,000, more than 10% of the 3 million that was moved, the court heard. Now, when you look at this case, Mr. Stunt, he was married to Petra Eckerson, which is a very rich woman. Now, she lived in Kensington, both of them. Kensington in London is for very rich people. Now, when they were married, they actually sold their house for £80 million. So I'm just questioning, a man that is so rich, why did he get himself involved in this scam? I'll continue. Those payments were not declared for tax purposes and not eventually linked with any legitimate commercial activity. You see, Mr. Clark said. Jurors heard Mr. Stunt told police he had no role at Stunt & Co., the company he owned, and his position was as a figurehead. His barrister, Richard Fisher QC, said he did not know nor did he suspect the cash derived from crime. He told the jury that in the latter part of the 12 months venture between Stunt and Cole and Fowler Oldfield, mistrust developed over issues such as gold that went missing. Well, I'll just take a break again. Thank you. Radio. My name is Gina, and we are continuing with the case of Petra Eckerson's ex-husband, James Dunt. James Dunt was born in 1982, making him 40 years old. Now we'll continue. It is Mr. Stunt's case that Stunt and Cole and he were taken advantage of, Mr. Fisher said. Mr. Clark told the court that this was his business. It is fanciful to suggest his employees were involved in a multi-million pound money laundering enterprise without his knowledge and direction. Well, this is the case as you're seeing it. Petra Eckerson's ex-husband, a rich man involved in money laundering. It's a shocking case. It's a case that which you just cannot believe this. A very rich man. Why would he do something like this? Nevertheless, the police said this is what he did. The defendants who are on trial are Heidi Buckler, Beth Fracknell, Paul Miller, Harun Rashid, Daniel Rawson, Francesca Sota, Mr. Stunt himself, and Alex Woolwich. All of them deny money laundering. However, the police say that this man, he was hands on. And he knew what was going on. So when he's saying that, oh, he has no idea, they're just saying pokers, you know, that you know exactly what was happening. This was happening in your offices in London. So by saying that you have no idea, and saying he's trying to say that he does not know. That's saying, yes, you do know, you were involved in it. So I'll just take a break. Welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. We continue with the case of James Stunt, ex-husband of Petra Eckerson, daughter of Ernie Eckerson, who used to own Formula One. Many thanks to listeners from New York, Cranston, California, Pennsylvania, Japan, Nigeria, Germany, Sweden, and Ireland, new listener. LMS Radio is now available on Podcaster FM, Player FM, Spotify, Samsung devices, Microsoft Edge, iHeart Radio, which is in America, Google Podcaster, Google Speaker, and iTunes Radio, Amazon Alexa. This is where we are now available. But we are under the name of H Takeaway Plus. So you write H Takeaway sign P L U S and you'll get us. All of the platforms I have mentioned.
Thank you.
hope you find these cases interesting. I mean, I did the one on Johnny Depp, so, you know, I'm just making it balance. The case with James Stunt is just another court case. So, you know, these cases are very interesting. As you can see, the cases of rich people, what's happened to them, what they're going through. And it's an interesting cases. You know, one's in America, Johnny Depp, the other one's in the UK. They're all millionaires. In the case of Mr. James Stunt, who was married to billionaire's daughter, Petra Eccleston. So, well, you know, what life. Okay, so thank you so much. This is just a summary. You know, some briefings that I'm giving to you, constant briefings daily, just to say what's happening, how these court cases are going on, how the trials are. So I just hope you're finding it interesting. I am. That's why I'm bringing it to you. I hope you like and enjoy the feedback. Thank you so much, the followers. You know, this is so nice. Much appreciated, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. Thank you again. Bye-bye. See you next time.